What's up, dudes?
How do you forget the intro?
Dude, I didn't. I got it perfect. It was fabulous.
Yeah, but how do you forget it? You took a hot second to think about it.
I did not. It was a dramatic pause.
Nah.
There is a clear difference.
I don't think that was it.
Have do you hear music?
Yeah. No, that's in here. What are you listening to?
What is that?
I don't know, man. Menace, do you hear music? It's like really faint.
It's like we're in a Game of Thrones episode.
Yeah, it's very odd.
I mean, here. Oh, you think it can't be Surgeon Simulator, right?
Yeah, that might be it. Sounds like some Surgeon music, man.
Why is Surgeon Simulator making music?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has very loud music with sound effects that is not playing. But I hear, like, beeping, like, we're in a... It's like we're in a trauma center.
Yeah, man.
That's what it feels like. All right, well, I'm just going to close Surgeon Simulator, then.
That's got to be it.
I'm just going to...
That was it.
Okay, well, we'll just open that later. It's fine.
Hey, guys. I mean, welcome to the show.
They didn't hear it. But we would have felt like we were at a doctor's office.
Yeah, I would not have been able to focus.
I could not have focused. No.
Nope.
Not at all. What does surgery music sound like?
Boom. No, it sounded like anything that you would hear on House when they're trying to think of something.
Like, kind of dramatic, but kind of electronic.
Yeah.
It's like that, you know, like Dr. Thinking. Have my people call your people. I might need to hire that VO guy. Why? Why, Menace?
Well, Charles charges a pretty ridiculous
fee. No, I was talking on my stream about rehiring that same guy who did the duo voiceovers like 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, Fiverr has changed. Like, it's not.
I can do it. Welcome to Duo.com.
I like that guy. All right. He was upbeat and he was nice. Okay. And he was Canadian, which is probably why he was so nice.
Probably.
Yeah. I like that guy.
That motherfucker's a real upbeat.
Yeah. He's a nice dude. Okay. You can
only on Duo.com. Only on Duo.com.
You want to do all our voiceovers? Is that really something else you want to put on your plate?
No.
Okay, then don't offer your service.
I'm offering it, though, man.
I will pinch
it would
those
be
pennies.
Real bad. It'd be on you. It'd be real bad.
Hey, Acid. Hello. Hello to you, Taylor.
Hey,
Menace.
Guys.
Good to see you. By the way, it's Seth, they call me show.
Hey,
we're off to a great rip roaring start.
The set that, it's this show. That
why,
one.
Why, big question here. Why
this
does the
one?
Hog I paid for and the free hog on Better Twitch TV look exactly the same? Let's move on past that.
Because you took the value away from the hog. You took it away. You squandered it for your own self, you big old bitch.
No.
Yeah.
There are people
who
sub here.
Bitch.
Ren is one of them. He's
mm-hmm.
only subbed to this channel because he wants the hog. And so he supports you with the hog to use everywhere on Twitch. But if you sub to Z-Swigs, you can get the hog for free. But only on my channel. You can only use the hog in my channel. The free hog. The paid hog can go everywhere on Twitch. Believe me, nothing's more fun than just dropping in to a random streamer, just dropping in ninjas chat, spamming some hogs, and getting out of there. It's great. People are just like, is that a pig? You know, it's fantastic. Try it out sometime. How many bones in the human hand? A handful.
What are we going to do when we want to replace the hog?
Oh, I don't think we can.
Just never?
Oh, I don't think we can.
Like, I mean, it really has nothing to do with this show
nothing.
At all.
And the people who I think really thought the hog was hilarious are gone.
Mm-hmm.
They're gone. Like, I don't think, like, Drogan,
Taylor
no chance.
Knows.
No chance he knows the origin
no.
of the hog.
Taylor, I think, does.
I don't even know if I know the
Menace
origin
might.
Of the hog. But it's too late now. We got hog t-shirts. We got hog emotes. Everything's about the hog, man.
We could have chosen a better mascot.
I don't think we chose it. That's the point.
Well,
it was chosen for us. We used to have a porg hype emote, and now it's a hog.
That is true.
The hog's great, but it does have nothing to do with this show. But honestly, why are we complaining? Because what would we do instead? We should be happy that people love the hog.
Better stuff, man.
There is nothing better.
What about a chihuahua?
Why? What would that have to do with our show?
Dude, it's more annoying.
That is more like our show, then.
Yeah.
It's more like our show. Replace the hog, I'm leaving. Okay, we're not going to replace. What's up, John Moonshine? How you doing, brother? It's good to see you. Hog. The hog, man. Can't get rid of it. It's on a t-shirt.
I guess.
Selling my top seller on my store, Corgi. Top seller on ours, hog. It's apparently animals sell, dude.
Mm-hmm.
We should be furries.
Mm-mm.
No. No. No.
I'm a snake. I'm Slytherin snake.
Where's the fireball and eggnog? It's right here, baby.
I don't think so. That's an empty cup. That's a very empty mug.
That was good.
Yeah, that did.
That was good,
man.
I
literally had nothing in it.
Prove it.
No.
It's because you can't. That's because it was full.
But I can also punch you. So.
That seems extreme. Wouldn't that be great if that's what happened in court? Prove that I murdered that person. I can't do that, but I'm going to elbow you in the neck. And then, like, case closed.
You're right. I did it. Thank you.
You've lied to me for the last time.
It's torture,
time.
Man.
Prove that I was lying. All right? You can't do
it. I mean, that is kind of a form of torture. Threatening pain.
Oh, agreed.
Yeah.
Might be worse than actual torture.
So I torture you then.
You do. Only sometimes you actually stab me as well. Poke me.
I've never stabbed
You've poked me with keys aggressively before.
That has been done.
I like the pink batwing ears. Now he's picking apart your emo, man. Didn't you trace that from a real hog?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a real hog, okay? It's not like Colby just was like, here's the perfect hog. Like,
I think.
I mean, he found the perfect hog. I think you did because
Google
he gave...
Google hog real quick.
I'm pretty sure you... No, I don't want to ruin the
Come
facade,
on, man.
We're going to blow it.
Google the hog. They're I bet you can find the exact photo.
That's exactly what I don't want to do.
Why?
Because
it's
then
still
gonna...
artwork. All they right. can't get it anywhere else.
All right. Did by the way, speaking
yeah.
of, did you know?
I did not know.
Did
that
you
blog.
Know that Harley Davidson, their stock market ticker
They're
is hog
down?
That's pretty sweet, actually. That's yeah. pretty incredible, to be honest. Okay, let's see. Okay, so yeah, it's right here. It's this hog.
Yep.
This is the one that I saw in the vector file. You use this head as a model, so it's not an exact duplicate. You drew inspiration from this beautiful slaughter hog.
I think I got the shape, and then I
right. But look at those
details.
Ears, man! Huge old ears,
yeah.
Big old hog's ears, and then I think our hog is probably on here somewhere, but I don't know where.
Isn't that it?
Where
you went down, right over, up, that one.
I mean, I think we've seen this hog.
In that one. I feel like
but I don't think
it.
That's the hog, right? Someone type exclamation point hog into chat.
I think that still works, doesn't it?
I mean, technically, these all work. I mean, these are all hogs, right? I mean, this... That's literally the
I
animal version
the,
of me
no,
right
the
there.
Command, the command.
Oh, yeah, of course. Exclamation point
still,
hog works.
That still works.
Of course it does.
That's fun.
Of course it does. Here's the actual hog photo right here. This is it. Yeah. Mm. That's the one that started it all. I don't remember that. That was a year ago, probably, if
yes.
not longer.
Yeah, it was.
That hog photo, but, yeah, man.
Oh, man.
That's a hog, all right
man,
there.
Man, I got a hog for you.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, after the show.
Actually, right? I have a lot of, like, pig stuff I need to give you.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Really?
I got, like, whatever I texted you, Frostenburger weenies or something.
Are you having a stroke? What's happening?
Kielbasa. I got kielbasa.
Okay, what
That's
am I going to do with that?
I asked you if you wanted it one time, and you're like, yeah, man, Chris Polish, she loves that sausage.
Oh, she does love that sausage. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So I got that, and then I got also true. These, like, hot dogs filled with cheese that I don't really want.
Is this the Omaha Steaks care package you got from your work again?
I mean, kind of, yeah. Except this year it was all ham.
When you enter a stream to Hogspan, can you please call it dropping a hog? What about dropping the hog? How about that?
When you enter a stream to hog spam, can you please call it dropping a hog? I like that.
Okay. Whatever, dude.
You could drop your hogs all day long here.
Can that be the new sub sound?
Yeah.
Feel like it should be,
that
right?
That is perfect.
Feel like it should be. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome. We haven't done a Thursday show in
Do
a while.
Your hog drops, man.
We've taken, and by we, I mean it's my fault, that we've been gone the last two Thursdays in a row, right?
Oh, yeah, this is the first
This one. Is the first one we've done in December?
Dude, my days are all sorts of
I think it might
up.
Be. It's crazy, dude.
Thought Chris- yesterday was today. I thought today was tomorrow. Sucks.
Are you working today? Like
huh?
tomorrow?
Yeah.
You working tomorrow?
Yeah,
I figure. Then how many weeks are you off? A whole next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole next week or just part of it? Do you know?
Two full weeks.
Yeah. That's pretty nice, man.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
I don't use a tablet.
mainly because I trained myself with the trackpad.
You had a like a walk-up for a while,
my
but
desk.
You don't use it ever.
Never use it because it's so
different.
Stupid.
You draw. Do you draw better with a mouse than you do with a pen and a pencil?
So
now?
Much better with a mouse.
Yeah, I would think so. Just how much you've had to do it. That makes sense. So, but yeah. So the schedule just up top before we get too far into the show and people don't listen into this show. It's probably too late. It's probably too late, honestly. But we will be here Sunday. We will be here next Thursday, which you're gonna pick a game next Thursday.
Yes.
Okay. And then we're gonna be here. No, that's it.
That's it for.
That's it for that's for 2018.
Full week.
So we got Sunday and we got Thursday, and then we're not gonna be back until January 3rd. I think that's what it is. Colby's on vacation, so that's what's happening. The January 3rd, we come back. New intro, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you heard it here. Clip it. He said, "Yeah, we heard it."
Did I say yeah?
Yeah, I heard. I heard
it.
Yeah,
meant to be like a yeah.
Big party for the end of the year? Question mark. If you want one, go to one.
See, here's the downside.
Good, right?
So I'm off next Thursday and Friday.
Uh huh.
So I could go extremely hard Thursday night.
Okay.
However,
when's your flight?
I am driving.
Oh.
To Denver. The next day.
Oh, you're driving on Friday? Oh, Thursday, you know what? We're not going to have that show, are we?
Yeah.
What is the chance?
What?
I thought that was a ghoul. Oh, my God.
Don't go hard on Thursday. Is that what you said?
Oh,
is that what you're shaking?
I'm just shaking your head and locking me out of your
heart. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. Bye, babe.
See how she just leaves? Can you teach Chris how to do that on your way out? Thanks. It's nice. She just leaves. She doesn't make the show about her, yell at us, correct us when we don't need to be corrected. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I don't think Thursday's going to happen. I think you're going to put off packing.
Dude, I have off all of Thursday.
I stand by my statement. I think it's going to be like that time you came back from that Kansas City concert, and you're like, it'll be fine, we'll do a show on Thursday, and then you show up, and I'm like, are you glad you're here? And you're like, no, we should have canceled this episode. And I feel like that's what it's going to be like on Thursday.
Nah, see, because
I feel like we should do this, Sunday, and then no more.
No, that was after a thing. This is before a thing.
I don't think you're going to be packed, man.
You have such low...
It's a nine-hour drive, right?
Confidence in me.
Right? What time are you waking up?
Fucking 8.
Okay. You'll get there when? 6? 7. Okay. All right. Okay, man.
7 hours. 7 hours to Denver.
That's not too bad.
No.
It feels way longer than that.
Yes.
Because you know why? Because Kansas and Eastern Colorado are nothing. It's literal nothing.
Easy drive.
It is easy.
Man.
It is an easy drive.
Easy drive.
But it's boring as all
it's
said.
Super boring.
It's so bad. It's just
but like she has like planned stops and switching off driving, so I'll be like asleep for 2 hours, driving for 2 hours, sleep for 2 hours.
That seems awful. Just drive. It's 7 hours. You're not going to the moon.
You know why it feels so long to you?
Because
you're driving for 7 straight hours without getting out of your seat.
You can get out of your seat on the change drivers.
I said the same thing, but she's like, no, we can do it this way. I'm like, okay.
You just don't want to mess with it.
I don't care.
It's not worth fighting about.
I was like, I'll drive. If she wants to fucking drive, she can fucking drive. Feminism, man. Chuck Hardwood is fully on the feminism train, man. Third wave feminism.
Oh, my God. What's... Okay. All right, what are you going to do up there, man?
I'm not going to bring down her wind, man.
What do you...
I'm a lightning storm. I'm a lightning bringer. Yeah. I'm not going to trounce on her wind, man. Is it bad that this is from Friends?
I don't know. Is it? Someone said trounce on her wind in Friends? I feel like the writing is better than that. I'm not a huge Friends fan.
Oh, they
but I
missed
feel
out
like...
on the word trounce. I brought that up.
I don't think trounce.
That was all me.
I don't feel like trounce is a word.
That is definitely a word.
I don't think trounce
That's
is a word.
That's definitely a word.
I don't know. Support the woman.
All right. Well, it's clear that no one here watches Friends. So, you know what?
I bet a lot of people watch
I'll
Friends
save
in this
my
chat.
Jokes.
Is she finally making you watch Friends?
Yes.
Dude, I'm sorry.
I know.
What season are you in?
2.
What happened to... doing the Harry Potter marathon.
I mean, we do that, but on nights where we go to the gym, we can't watch a fucking Harry Potter movie.
Can't watch half?
Why would we do that?
We gotta watch it all in one sitting?
Yes!
Dude, you're not old enough yet. If you don't, until you watch a movie over like the course of 3 nights, you're not an old person. I've done that.
I've never claimed to be an old person.
Well, one day you will
one
be.
One of us is above 30 years old here, and that's not me.
Okay, Menace says Friends is whack, shots fired.
Menace, you are so right, man.
Does that mean it's bad?
Yeah.
Okay, because Friends is bad.
Do you not know what whack means?
Well, whack means bad.
Whack!
No, I know physically. Whack. You just wanted to whack,
whack
me.
Whack, like, whack.
Yeah, it means bad, you ding dong.
Friends is bad. I've never seen Seinfeld either, though, to be honest.
It's also bad.
You gotta say shots fired afterwards.
Shots fired.
Yeah. That protects you from any, like, incoming hatred, right?
No, it just tells them to prepare their shots.
Oh, okay.
Why would I? Stealth shot.
What are some opinions you have that you feel are controversial? Not about race. About media.
Pop music is terrible.
Okay, but you kind of listen to pop music, so.
Rappers can't rap anymore?
I don't know if that's an unpopular opinion.
Kim Kardashian's ass is not that hot.
That might be unpopular with certain people.
Yeah.
There's beef, Minnesota. For the record, I've not watched Seinfeld.
I ain't watching it because there's a dude in it, and he's evil, apparently.
Who?
With my name.
Oh, Newman. Oh, that guy. Dude, you gotta let that go.
You know how much shit I've gotten for that?
Have you ever gotten it from me?
No.
Never seen Seinfeld. Good. That's why. That's
I
why.
I got lucky. Our friendship would not have survived if you did that.
Because he's like Seinfeld's arch nemesis, yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah. Stupid.
Yeah. All I know is Kramer said the N-word. At some
he did
live
say the
show.
N-word. I love Curb Your Enthusiasm, so if the humor in Seinfeld is anything like the humor in Curb Your Enthusiasm,
it's funny.
I would watch Seinfeld 100%.
It's just old, man. I can't
it is
do
old.
I can barely do this friend shit.
Well, Seinfeld
and
isn't
they got
that
this
old, though.
Fucking big cell phones in it.
Dude, I just, it's so, all they, whenever Chris is watching that, every time they're either standing around in a living room.
Yep.
Or they're in a coffee shop.
Who the fuck spends their amount, that amount of time in a coffee shop?
And they talk at full volume all the time. I don't know what it's like in New York. I've never been. I listen to Menace's podcast. There's people naked on trains and stuff down there. I get it. But, like, they're just in the coffee shop. Hey, how was your day today, Phoebe? And it's just like, how does anyone do anything in that city? It's so loud all the time.
Yeah, man.
I feel like you come to a coffee shop here, if someone answers their phone, I'm just like, would you turn that off? You know, that's how I feel. Like, I don't actually do that, but in my head.
You gotta give it, like, it's space, because the characters need to be heard, so they speak loudly, but in the actual space, they're probably speaking like normal people.
Well, and then they stand in the apartment. I've never seen them sit. Do they ever sit?
Well, there's just so many, damn many of them.
Yeah, but still, like, I don't have enough seats for when we have lots of people over. You know who stands? No one! Everyone just sits, because we're human beings, and we want to be on our butts.
There's six people. That
it's
are
too many.
There. Yeah, we.
Who
only
knows
have four.
That many people?
Where would the other two people?
How many
sit
people
in your
when
apartment?
You go hang out on Fridays? How many people are there?
Probably six.
Yeah, but you could easily count.
Some people are standing.
Dude, that's messed
Some
up.
Some people stand.
I don't want to be a part of a culture where people stand.
Why are you even standing?
It's too much work, man.
It's not.
It really is. Your legs get tired.
You know,
arms
more and
weak.
More nowadays. Palms are sweaty. I don't know. My knees are giving out.
Okay, so you gotta sit.
I got no more knees, man.
I can't stand it. Good one, acid. We both did the whole thing. Okay, all right. Show's over. Yeah. What were we talking about?
I don't remember.
I don't either. I just literally forgot what we were talking about. We were hating on friends and it's over.
Middle of your rant, I recall the clip of you doing the fucking... language where you redid a song from Return of the Jedi or something, and it was fucking hilarious.
I mean, it wasn't made-up language. That was George Lucas's Swahili or whatever.
No,
it
wasn't.
Yeah.
It was an actual language.
Well,
I think it's the language
of
the Canadians.
Oh, you mean I was reading Tuvalu or something like that.
Yeah, the Canadian language or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Something weird.
It all of a sudden just came back to me when you were in.
Can we watch some trailers, or do you want to talk about stuff?
Yeah, we could do stuff.
I mean, is there anything you want to talk about? Anything exciting happened this week?
crotch itches.
That's great, man. You can silently itch it. You guys have no idea how much during this show Colby and I are secretly itching our crotches.
Oh, a lot.
You can't see it?
Why do you think the camera ends where it is?
Right, right. I'm just over here just all the time just, you know, and you can't even tell except for the belly jiggle.
Can't even tell.
Can't even tell. It's never that aggressive, but, you know, I did it during that sentence, or did I? You don't know, and you never will. That's how good of broadcasters we are.
Let's get into some trailers.
What are you
man.
Doing with your hands?
Some sign language on my nipples. Let's go.
Okay.
Tell me about this Men in Black trailer that does not star a man in it.
Have you seen it?
Yes. I watched all of these earlier today.
Why?
Because.
Why did you wait?
I didn't know
man.
This is what we do on this show.
What are you talking about? They're literally in the Discord, and I put in there, I'm going to watch these tonight on the show.
I never seen
what happened
the
to Pro Lurker?
Apparently, I missed the movie section.
Did you see Sam's apparel arrive?
Yeah, I saw that one.
He put it at Z-Swig.
I know.
Did that make you angry?
No.
Okay, that's good.
Fuck you.
I mean, it shouldn't have been. It should have been at Seth and Colby, but... I mean, he came into my chat to let me know it arrived.
The place where I have room with you. Play the fucking trailer.
All right, man. Which one you want to watch first?
Goddamn pro streamer
Men in Black,
over here.
International?
Yeah, man. Why does it only star one man?
I haven't seen it. I don't know. Can I watch it?
What's the chick name from Ragnarok?
Vanessa.
Valkyrie?
Yeah, let's go with
her.
That's better, yeah.
She's in it.
Yeah, and Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
It's literally Thor again.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, snap!
Jesus! Why is this so loud? Oh, it's a Sony one. You can tell because it's got a trailer before the trailer.
Yep.
Look, there it is. Yep. Oh, shocker.
We protect the Earth.
It's got Liam Neeson in it.
Universe.
He's in this.
So he dies, clearly.
Some more decorated than others.
Wait, they have photos?
Agent H, you're one of the best ever to wear the suit. But you'll need a partner.
It just doesn't make sense to me. Call it something else. You can't make a fucking alien fighting movie and not call it Men in Black.
Come on.
The world's not going to save itself.
Because clearly it's not just men in black.
And I get the irony about it, but it's just like, come on. Also, I don't know about you, but I don't like skinny Chris Hemsworth here.
I've checked out.
Yeah.
I'm done. The movie's over. This is terrible.
It gets worse, man.
This is so bad.
Keep going. It's fine. Feminism's fine, Taylor. I'm just saying...
I have honestly no
dictionary
problem.
Defined title does not match movie.
It's not about literal men wearing black. Men in Black is like a term for like the government that shows up.
No.
They were taken away by Men in Black.
It's literally the fucking agency's like the what do you call it?
It is the agency's name, but
it's the MIB, man. It's the Men in Black. Did you see one female in the original Men in Blacks?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Michael Jackson was in it.
That doesn't count.
That was a good joke, though.
Doesn't count. Doesn't count.
I am with you 100%, though, on one thing. This Chris Hemsworth is not my Chris Hemsworth.
No.
What's wrong with his body?
Dude,
he's got more of an hourglass figure than Vanessa. What's happening?
I don't know. His head's too big for his body. If he's not, he got too big at one point in time.
Like, we've seen him in non-Thor movies,
yeah.
And I feel like he didn't look this thin.
No, he looks very thin here. I don't know if it's because he gets to wear a suit all the time, didn't have to get the muscles or what, but...
Well, muscles don't make you big here, right?
No. I don't know, he looks like a, I don't know.
He looks like he's starving and he needs some bagels.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll continue.
Should we call it in?
Call it in? No, the paperwork is a nightmare. Come every time you come
around my London. Side view mirror.
Why does she have to be a newbie?
It's literally just a remake.
Why can't we have two experienced people?
I don't get how Hollywood doesn't realize that kids of this generation can go back and watch the original ones.
Men in Black ain't that old, is it? I remember seeing it in theaters. It can't be that old.
It's kind of old. Men in Black 3, I think, was the most recent. And that was with the young, non-Tommy Lee Jones guy.
I just don't get why they have to do
and
the
Will
same,
Smith being
the
Will
same
Smith.
Plot again.
God damn, he looks so damn stupid in that Aladdin.
Oh, sure. I think I have
God,
that.
God, he looks so dumb.
Let's just keep soldiering through this.
I can't, man. One part of this I'll give.
He's using a hubcap, dude. Why? What dude, is this
hey,
movie?
No, the mirror pole style.
Yeah, but
guns.
It's ruined by her being like.
That was pretty cool.
Wow. Like, she fights literal aliens, and she's impressed by mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
So dumb, dude.
And, like, why do they have to be these ridiculous guns? Like,
because it's Men in
toys?
Black, you know?
Is it toys?
No, Men in Black had ridiculous guns, remember?
Well, yeah, but like not this fucking ridiculous.
No, there was a big gun at the end that they took.
Well, yeah, and
with.
It was called the big-ass gun or whatever.
I think it was, you're right.
These are ridiculous.
Well, if you're not big, you can't see them. It's too hard to do 3D on a small gun.
I guess.
Let's keep going.
This is just very reminiscent of
you know what
Ghostbusters.
It is? It's the song.
Yeah.
This is way better.
Fucking Fergie is terrible.
This is way better. This is so much this is so much better.
This is actually a lot
wow.
better.
Wow. Now we can watch crazy. The trailer and we can just
how does that happen?
We can just watch it like we know what's going on. We don't need dialogue, you know? Hey, thank you, Korakop, for the 5 cheer. Appreciate that.
Hey, man.
So it's international because she's from England, I'm guessing?
I think they're both in England.
Is that Chris Pine? No, that's Chris Hemsworth. Is that Beast? That's Beast, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's
okay,
it.
Thank God. Yeah, those are two actors I really like and ruined.
Dude, I did not know how terrible.
Does
Fergie,
that come out
Fergie
before Endgame?
I don't know.
We didn't even look at the
probably
date.
Probably not.
Does it say? Just coming soon,
yeah,
it just says.
Probably not.
How does it not say? It doesn't say.
Yeah, then make it. What are these comments saying?
Dude, the second one, it says, I don't get it, where is Shrek? Like, the internet is the worst place ever. It's the worst.
Oh,
all right, let's watch another trailer. Hellboy? Now, this is a movie you were excited about, right?
This one looks decent.
Okay. I didn't want you to give me your opinion on it. Forget you watched them already because you don't care about the show or our friendship.
No, both are true.
He warned us that something was coming.
Like, I just hate the fucking CG, man.
Forever war?
Does it look like potato?
It will be because of you.
No, I think it's
and
just the video.
Your strong right hand.
Okay, now I know that these places exist in real life, but this is the place where Bane stood.
Yeah.
And I can't not see Bane.
That is.
I can't not see it.
Bane is on your side! Bane! Oh! Redemption!
With the line in the sand.
He looks a lot better than I thought he was going to.
He looks great!
Yeah.
We're expecting a sign that says secret headquarters.
Oi! I need some ID, love.
Are you serious?
This looks like it could be good.
This looks good. But it could be we just watched.
Well, it's rated R, so that's okay. That's a good.
I do
start.
Like Ian McShane.
Looks
his
like
gun
great
is
violence.
Average size.
Get their kids Legos.
Haven't we got to be saving the world or something?
Steampunk Robin Hoods. Breaking Bad. Eating pepperoncinis.
Special.
Yeah. It smashes things real good.
Dragons? That CG is
like,
terrible.
Yeah, the CG just kind of...
Oh.
Like, awful.
Yeah, that's not good.
You are mankind's best and only hope.
I thought we were supposed to be fighting monsters, not working with them.
I did not know that guy was British. I like that. That's funny.
Who are you calling monster, pal? You look in the mirror recently?
He's an asshole.
Roasted. Hey, language, dude. Children. Grandma
Sorry.
With a gun?
I interrupt.
On the contrary, you've arrived just in time.
Is that the Resident Evil girl? Mila Jovovich?
No.
I think it is. Okay.
It's just like so much of the imagery is already done. Like, I forget.
You know, that looks like Deadpool to me, is what it looks like. Shut up. It looks like they're trying to do the humor thing like
mm-hmm.
Deadpool. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know enough about Hellboy, I guess. I don't know.
I saw this on somebody reposted this on Facebook. I saw earlier today, and I saw a GIF at the bottom, and it was a brick from Anchorman, and he's like, "You're not Ron."
Oh, because Ron Perlman was the old Hellboy. Yeah. Well, aren't the old Hellboys...
the Hellboys. Those Hellboys, man.
Aren't those old Hellboys great?
Yeah, they're really good.
Like, I've never seen them, but, like, Guillermo del Toro made them, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're really good.
Yeah, stylistically.
The guy from that fish movie's in it.
Yeah.
Where that lady banged him all the time.
Yeah.
Like, he's in that. Like, why do they need another Hellboy? Men in Black, I understand. At least it's old.
I don't know, man. I would say to update the effects, but these effects look like asshole.
Who owns Hellboy? That's what it is. Some studio out, Lionsgate. This is their superhero movie. Oh, he made the second one. Huh?
Isn't this a Marvel?
It can't be. I don't think so. No.
I think Hellboy's a Marvel comic.
No, it's definitely not.
It's a comic.
It's going to be some random one. It's going to be some random company that makes Hellboy.
Shoolboy.
Shut up, dude. Typing's hard. This one says that Guillermo del Toro did the first. Hold on. Where's a Wikipedia at? Give me Wikipedia.
Dark Horse.
Coming at you like a horse. See, I knew, like... Yeah, Dark Horse. So Lionsgate owns Dark Horse. So they can make those. Okay, he's a fictional superhero created by Mike Mignola. All right, he appeared in 1993. Well, he's had a pretty good run for that short amount of time. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, where's the movies? Show me movies. God, I don't care. Why is this Wikipedia page the size of the planet Earth? It's unbelievably long. Film. Thank you. Okay, Hellboy was directed and co-written by Guillermo del Toro star Ron Perlman. And then Hellboy 2...
Perlman.
Was shot in Budapest by Guillermo del Toro. So he did both. And then a sequel for Hellboy 2, The Golden Army, was in development in 2009 with Guillermo del Toro slated to return... in the sequel, Hellboy would live his normal life as a father of his two newborn twins with Liz Sherman, but also has to face an extremely powerful enemy who wishes to rule and bring darkness upon Earth. In 2017, it was announced the sequel was canceled due to the difficulty of funding the film and a reboot would happen instead. So this one has a lower budget, clearly. So the idea is they wanted more money for the third one to get everybody back together, and Lionsgate was like, nah, we're just going to reboot it with lesser actors and lesser budget, and people will still go see it because Hellboy. That's what they're banking on. That sucks, man.
I like the Golden Army. Both Hellboys are really good.
The Heckman comic is really worth the read. The art is great. The idea is solid. It's just real good. Send a copy to our P.O. box, please. I would like to read Heckman. That's great. That's great. I don't know, man. I like...
You can any comics online?
I like... the guy who plays Hellboy, the one from...
David.
Yeah, David Harbour. That's his name, yeah. And yeah, it says right here, look, Mila Jovovich as the film's main antagonist, Nemu the Blood Queen.
Nemu, I want your blood. Give me that blood.
I don't know. It looked fine. But it can't be good.
No.
Because they would have made the third one if they cared about making a good movie. Right?
Dude, The Golden Army came out fucking forever ago.
Yeah, 2008. 10 years ago. 10 years ago it came out.
Acid, I'll call you out.
And when did Men in Black come out? Let's look now.
For being
while we're here.
Awesome.
Let's look.
Sorry. Don't want to insult your typing skills.
Okay.
English is hard. I can't speak, so...
So, Men in Black films, 1997 was when Men in Black 1 came out.
Wow.
Men in Black 2 came out in 2002. Wow. Men in Black 3 was in 2012. So, they waited 10 years between Men in Black 2 and 3, just like they waited for Hellboy. Yeah.
I remember Men in Black 3. It sucked donkey balls.
I mean, I don't remember it being that
bad.
Dude,
it was so bad. Don't stretch Will Smith out. Will Smith, I don't like him.
You don't
like
Will Smith?
There's an unpopular opinion.
Do you just
want
to talk about this?
Don't like him. He's in YouTube Rewind.
Oh, I don't have it.
The most disliked video on YouTube ever.
And it's mainly because he's in it.
I've never seen YouTube Rewind. People
keep
telling
me to
watch
it. Dude, you
want to
watch it?
No,
let's
I
watch
don't.
It. Let's watch it. Pull it up.
Watch it.
Watch
it. Ow,
I'm
going to
keep slapping you until you pull it
Ow!
Up. Let's go.
Ow!
Watch it.
Okay.
Watch
I
it.
Can't move my hand because you're whacking it.
Watch it. Yes, Taylor, he's the new genie. Ruining that fucking two, man.
I was going to talk about the genie, but then I got slapped, and now we got to watch this.
Yeah, watch it, man. Hurry up.
Is it this right
yeah,
here?
Yeah, it's that right there. Look at the dislikes.
13. Here, we'll add ours. Do our part, right? Sub to PewDiePie, dislike right. this video. That's what I know about YouTube.
Yeah. Yep. It's rewind time. Yeah, if I control rewind, I would want Fortnite and Marquez Brownlee.
Already done, right? I was done the second I heard Fortnite.
Why does... How desperately does Will Smith need money?
Dude, so... He wants to stay relevant so bad. Like, so fucking bad.
Maybe the way to stay relevant... Hear me out. This is a crazy thought, but hear me out, okay? Is to be in good movies. What do you think?
Yep. Stop being a dick. Maybe shoot your child. You should probably take Jaden out of the way. Just take him out,
take
man.
Him out. Okay. We're
God, Jesus.
It somehow got worse. I could have lived my life
without
seeing this.
I've got the power of the gods, man.
I could have lived my
I'm
life
Will
without
Smith,
this.
And I support YouTube, therefore, God. Because, you know, y'all want me, Will Smith, on YouTube, right? YouTube wasn't created so normal people can share their minds, right? No, it's for me to come in and take it over. Right. Cool.
Does Will Smith have terrible management?
Yeah.
Like, do they just tell him, hey, man...
I'm telling you, Jaden came into his life and fucked his brain up. Fucked his brain.
Okay, let me ask this question, okay? We're old, okay? Like, internet-wise, we're old.
Yes.
My son's 9, he looks at us like old people.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe, for the most part, YouTube thinks, whether or not the videos on it are true, because I think the creators aren't this way, but I do think YouTube thinks their audience is 9-year-olds. Right? Mm-hmm. Like the 9 to 13-year-olds. That's what YouTube thinks. Is it possible that someone told Will Smith that in order to stay relevant to my son's age, he needs to be in this video?
No.
And YouTube and his management and all these people are just so blind that the rest of us exist and we're the people that actually
do things? No, I mean, the only reason why 9-year-olds is a thing is Logan Paul. I mean, PewDiePie's got the running joke that his audience is completely
well,
full
but
of 9-year-olds.
Well, isn't his the joke that it's full of 9-year-olds because...
It's not.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to keep going.
Is this what you wanted?
You know who I would have asked
That's
for?
Marcus Brownlee, man.
Who's that?
Well, his name's Marcus Brownlee.
Who's that?
He's a guy who reviews tech.
Okay, who's the lady?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not going to know any of these people except
that
dickhead.
He's driving the battle bus. I get it.
Yeah, but he's not a YouTuber.
He's on YouTube.
He's not. None of his content is originally on YouTube. He should copyright himself so he can get more money.
What?
He should copy strike himself on YouTube and take the money
well,
that he's already
making.
He has
a YouTube page, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's literally all of his Twitch clips. There's no original content.
Yeah, but see, unlike Will Smith, I feel ninja. Like, if we don't be on YouTube, okay, and we don't
That's
word
YouTube
sentences,
sucks.
But if YouTube came to us and like, hey, here's a bag of money to be in our video, you're gonna be flying a giant eagle across a.
Nope. If I was making his money, I'd say no.
I wouldn't. I'd
say no.
I would say no. I would. That's sad
that we'd both say no.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because our money's gonna run out. People are going to get over him at some point.
Yeah, but the man's made so much goddamn money. If he lives at like the top tier of middle class for the rest of his life, he'll be set. He's already set.
Do you think this ruined his career?
It might.
I mean, I've heard more negative stuff about Ninja since this happened than
it might.
It probably
well, the
because
fucker
of
went
this.
Mainstream, man. He went on Ellen. He's doing Samsung commercials.
I don't care if he's mainstream.
I do. Everyone does. No one likes mainstream, especially young
PewDiePie
people.
PewDiePie is the most mainstream
especially
person
young
of all
people.
Time.
Not anymore, man.
What are you talking
mainstream
about?
Mainstream media hates him. They call him a Nazi.
Well, he
He's not a Nazi. He
did some Nazi-ish things.
He did not do any Nazi things.
He kind of did some Nazi
things. Not at all.
That's what I read in the newspaper.
You know how many Hitler jokes you've made in your lifetime?
Oh, a 600.
A shit ton. Yeah, then you've done Nazi shit in your life.
Did I ever claim to? Okay, hold on. Where are you taking this, man?
I'm saying that jokes...
Let's get back to the YouTube.
Jokes are not the same as being legitimately a Nazi.
Excuse me, I'm trying to listen to my man Ninja.
You said jumping music?
Jumping music.
Okay, who's that?
No idea. I don't know anyone else.
Who are that?
I'm going to know one.
That guy back there.
I know one other person in this entire thing.
Okay.
What? I'll point him out.
That dude is a young Martin Short. That's who that is, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Is it?
No idea. No idea. What happened? No idea.
He didn't speak English.
Not even a thank you?
Okay, I'll tell you exactly what's happening here. I worked in corporate marketing for 5 years, okay? $1 million budgets, okay? This is 40 to 50 year old people Googling what a kid's like, learning Battle Bus, and then going, we should do people jumping out of a Battle Bus. And literally, it's so on the nose that it's cringy. Because this they don't know what it is.
Whole video is bad.
That's what it is. It's just too wait, on the nose.
Just wait.
I do like... Okay, what if they say big bag of money and island?
Nope.
Okay.
Is this Mike?
Why does everyone have blue hair?
Because everyone is a fucking soy boy cuck beta male.
What?
Feminist.
Let me ask you this question.
God.
Tone, blue hair, before this calendar year is over, yes or no?
He's already had it.
Oh, he has?
I think he has it right now.
Okay.
It's not that blue, it's a dark blue.
Blue, it's different for you. You were doing it before, it was cool, all right? Quiero a Liza.
Yeah! Don't know.
So, guys, apparently we control Rewind this year.
Yeah, you.
So, are these all YouTubers?
Yeah.
So, how did they get bamboozled to be in this video? Like, how?
Because it used to be, like, a good, well, any YouTuber is going to be like, oh, YouTube itself wants me to be in it, thinking that, well, all these people are safe. All these people don't curse in any videos.
Well, yeah.
They don't do anything off the cuff.
This is not that's not a good excuse. Okay? I'm that way. I am a content creator. Okay? If I came and they gave me a script, mm-hmm. which, by the way, I would need to see before I agreed to this. Because jokes aside, artistic integrity, I'm being serious. Like, I would be like, okay, what's it going to be about? If these guys are at all talented, which I assume at least some of them are, right?
Probably not.
They gotta be to at least be semi-successful. Someone's gotta like them, right? They've gotta look at this and go, this is not good, I'll pass this year.
No. Because according to everybody, like him, Marcus guy, and the guy that I know, Casey Neistat's in this.
Okay.
Both came out with a video after this came out being like, so here went wrong with Rewind.
But they were in it.
Yeah.
They read lines.
Yeah. At the time, apparently, recording it was much funnier.
So it got ruined in post?
Yes, they said the editing was horrendous. Like, the Marcus guy was at the beginning, all he said was, is this what you wanted? But apparently his scene was like 2 minutes long that he recorded. They just cut it down to that.
I mean, I guess that makes sense, because again, I can't believe some of these people aren't talented enough.
Well, they just try to fit in so much, man. Just keep going. Okay. You will see people after people that you have no idea who they are.
Well, that's everyone in this video except Ninja.
Y'all, we can do whatever we want.
I've seen that Marcus guy. He's interviewed Elon Musk.
Okay.
Don't know who they are.
Well, right. That means he's probably talented, right?
There's one thing this video
needs. There's Casey. I know that guy.
K-pop!
Is that Sly?
No.
What's his name?
No. Well, not that I know of. That might be. I have no idea.
Psy. That's his name, right?
I mean, I know that's the guy who did whatever the fuck.
Spy?
You're marrying Bongo Cat.
Part of us?
What? What just happened?
You don't know because they try and fit so much goddamn shit in here, man. I don't know where that went.
The Bongo Cat meme, but what?
I don't know.
Like, is YouTube Rewind supposed to be about videos that happened in the last year?
No.
What is it? What is YouTube? What is this supposed to be?
This is a way. Well, it used
to sound like such an old man.
It used to be what were the biggest events on YouTube? Like this year. This year would be the subscribe to PewDiePie
thing. So was it like a compilation?
Huge. The fucking Logan Paul and KSI fight.
Did they show the dead body video?
That was huge.
Was that this year or last
year? Yeah, that was this year.
Dude, they need bodies. What about Bongo Cat hanging by his neck from a tree? Now people would watch that.
Just keep going, man.
Okay. Can we get hats like those dudes in the back, by the way?
Sure.
What if they're like Big Bag of Money Island and that hat?
You got me. You got me with the hat.
Rewind needs more science.
Can we do an experiment?
Love that. Melting lipsticks.
Cool.
You know what? I kind of understand what you're saying. Because if they're like, your scene's going to be you melting lipsticks, which I assume it references something in the last year on YouTube.
Idea.
I don't know, but I assume, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe if you watched her content, it would.
It might just be a sign of destroying feminist standards.
That could be fine. But then the way it's just shoved in there makes it horrible.
Yeah, it's just awkward.
Yeah. Okay, I like this part. Can I get this? No joke, if they did, if they're like Big Bag of Money and this Korean
Cardi
food,
B?
I would be dude, no joke, I'd be all over that food. They don't even have to pay
somebody
me.
Clip
pay
that.
For my flight and oh I will God. Be there eating and rubbing my neeps, dude. I will be all over it, okay?
Why does YouTube break?
What do you want?
The dog does not want a fucking cake.
I like the dog, though.
Marshmallow needs to be in this video.
Who is Marshmallow?
How about Yodeling Kid?
Without a ribbon.
What's happening?
I don't know, man. They move too fast. We're back to K-pop.
Okay.
Korean food.
I'm sorry. I keep pausing this. I'm sorry. I gotta ask. Just anyone. Does anyone understand what's happening?
No.
Like, you'd have to watch... Let's just assume every single thing is a reference.
Yeah.
You would have to watch everything on YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get this video?
Well, not even the good stuff. Like, the really bad...
Yeah, everything!
No, the bad shit.
Guys, let's do the In My Feelings challenge. Right?
What? What's this?
I love this song.
That's a Drake thing. Except they did it completely wrong. Because you're supposed to be doing it outside of a car.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
That was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, as well as that.
What's happening? What's that? What's the spider?
It's a tiny little spider, man.
Why?
It's cute and adorable.
I'm gonna smash
it. Hold on. You know who really needs to be in this Rewind video? Everyone who managed to do something bigger than themselves this year.
Yeah, bigger than themselves.
Found ways to help the causes that matter to the most.
Like all the drag people.
I'm gonna be honest. I didn't hear a word she said. I was listening to everything that happened, and I didn't hear any of it. And then when you said, yeah, I was like, wait, I'm not listening.
Yeah.
I had actually tuned out.
Yeah, the drag people, man. Keep going.
That dude's not in drag.
Just
wait,
keep going.
Is that really a dog?
To everyone who proved it's okay to talk about mental health this year.
That's good.
And showing their viewers that it's okay to go through tough times like that.
It takes a lot of bravery to be that vulnerable. And
okay. I'm going to say something really... maybe offensive.
Bitch has got a big nose,
but
man.
You guys, thank you for softening it for me, okay? Honestly, it's 2018.
Yeah.
Hasn't been talking about mental health issues been okay since for the last three, four years at least?
Yep. It's we're in 2018.
Right, it's over.
All of these things minus gay marriage was okay to talk about
10 years ago.
In 2000.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone who's been to high school since the time I started high school 15 years ago has it knows everything about this. Because life
it's
just, sucks
it's for been all a of thing. Us.
Raise your hand, Chad, if life is good. Look, no hands. Like, see, I mean, that's what I'm telling. Like, no, everyone knows.
So proud of this community.
Here you go.
I think this year's Rewind should celebrate the fierce, fabulous, and empowering
isn't that RuPaul?
Art of drag.
I want to see all of you be your own kind of beautiful.
Is that Lupita?
I get transgenders, whatever, but like drag, you have to
can
specify.
Can we also give a moment to drag? Asian representation Dude, in I've entertainment
nothing,
this year?
Major
but
like,
strides were made.
RuPaul's Drag Race stuff.
I saw a meme.
Yeah, created something really special.
I saw a meme. It was like. I'm so glad that Asian representation has been a thing this year, and then it was a scene from the Suicide Forest with Logan Paul.
That's messed up.
It was a fucking best thing
I've ever
seen.
Okay, literally, I don't have cable. Okay, clearly I don't watch YouTube.
Clearly.
Clearly I don't watch YouTube. Mm. But like, RuPaul's Drag Race is on my Reddit feed every day.
That's crazy.
Every day. Like, and they're talking about it like, Martians came from space.
Like, the RuPaul Drag Race thing, that's been around for
yeah,
a while.
That's my point. It's like, it's actually offensive to be like, it's okay. Because it's just a thing! This
come
year,
over,
Chad.
Come over to my
Chad,
side of
I want
the
you
fence,
to know,
sir. Come over.
Chad, look at me, okay? I want you to know, Chad. Am I in the camera? I can't.
Yeah, you're good.
Chad, I want you to know. It's been a really tough 2018, but I think it's important for us all to realize that it is finally okay for my friend Colby to wear a shirt. And I think it's very...
That's an astounding stance,
I know
sir.
That it has
Let's
been
pat
a
ourselves.
Rough
Let's sit around
years.
A circle and pat ourselves on the back,
But
man.
His wearing of a shirt in public, in front of people
on
who
the
may
internet,
not approve...
On the internet
He's,
forever.
On the It's here... And we're all so proud of him for doing something that no one cares about at all. Am I stupid for feeling that this
no.
is not a big deal?
No.
Because the only people who go like, wow, look at those freaking drag queens, you know, are our parents' parents.
Yeah. It's done, man.
No one cares.
Everyone that's watching this video right now knows these issues and is fine with it.
Right. They're not even issues.
They're not.
They don't care.
They're not.
It's just okay, dude.
It's identity politics, man. That's all it fucking is. It's like, let me see how many niches I can call out real quick. Asians, gotcha. Drag queens, gotcha. Mental health people, all of the world, gotcha. Just like, come the fuck on.
Do you know Wichita? You know Wichita's public library was doing the new one downtown? They were doing a, like, it's like a meet and greet, like, learn how to do thing, but they were doing it for drag.
Oh.
And people got really upset. And
oh,
you know,
man, it just gets me.
Hey, basement.
Rock hard!
We're talking trash Jesus about Wichita. Welcome
Christ,
in. 13 months, by the way, for basement break.
Fuck.
Anyway, people got really mad.
Mm-hmm.
And so they talked about canceling it, and so they did a poll. And 96% of people polled said that they were fine with it. Either had no opinion, liked or strongly liked.
Mm-hmm.
Only like 6% of people were dislike or strongly dislike, and they're canceling it. Wow! And that's why YouTube makes these videos, because the vocal minority just hit the block button, people. That's all you gotta do. I don't understand why these people let like. I don't know. Okay, we'll go back to this. How are we? We're only 4 minutes into this. Feels like a lifetime.
Here's to all Bye, women acid. In 2018.
Yes, great. Bye, women are great. Bye, Acid. Thanks for hanging out.
Como as mulheres cresceram esse ano. Elas ganharam poder.
Can we give a moment to working moms?
How long is it going to take for women to grow and be empowered?
That movie's fake. That baby's fake.
Can we give a moment to working moms?
That baby's fake, right?
That kind of looks like it, but she's Asian, man. They don't crack ever. Especially when they're that young.
I'm 90% certain that that baby is fake.
Dude, seriously, when?
I've said my stance, dude. It's the
when?
Same thing. I think it's done. I think that there's a bunch of old people that aren't that way. And
yeah.
You know how we beat them? They die.
They die. It's just a
And then we LOL at their
of,
deaths.
It's either you get better and you learn.
Yeah.
Because like me, I used to say the F word all the fucking
right.
time. And now I try to stay
right.
away from it.
Everyone did.
Because, yeah.
Right.
It's just not a...
So, and this year, I guess we learned.
I can say it all I fucking want to. Don't want to.
I guess the idea here is that this year, we finally learned that women can do more than just cook food.
This year.
This year.
This year only.
Yeah.
Right now, actually, with this rewind
video. I actually didn't realize it right now until this woman told me. And to be honest, I didn't realize women could speak.
Me?
So this is honestly kind of an incredible revelation for me.
Can they drive? I don't think they can drive.
Let's vote. Maybe 2019.
Vote.
Maybe, but let's not go crazy here. Let's start with speaking, and then we'll move into other things.
E a todo mundo que ensinou.
I also didn't know that people could wear flannel still.
Yeah, man, flannel's coming back.
It shouldn't.
What's with these languages, man?
I'm fine with it. Like, YouTube.
I can't hear, man.
You know what this video is? It's offensive to people who don't know how to read.
Que siempre apoya en buenas y malas.
Quita de la cuadra.
Quita al latín.
I want to give a moment to everyone who supported me when I got sick.
Like, this all part, comments honestly, if this part was in their individual videos, like, if this lady was saying this at the end of one of her YouTube videos, it would mean something. Okay, what did you do? What did you do? What did you do? I missed it.
Let's go back, like, 30 seconds or so.
30 seconds?
Yeah, there you go. Right, not too far. Right there. Right there is fine.
Comunidad que siempre apoya en buenas y malas.
Quita de la cuadra.
Quita al latín.
Wakanda forever!
Did you say that out loud? How did I miss that?
It just went over your head.
العائلة هي كل شيء.
I want to give a moment to everyone who supported me when I got sick. All of the comments and messages I got made me feel like I wasn't alone.
We're forgetting something.
One of you will be voted off the island.
Right?
I think we should read the comments.
I don't see any Shrek references. Not true.
Yeah, I have a feeling this is about to get a little bit crazy. Let's give the people what they want.
Oh, God, man.
What was that?
Have you ever seen the Kanye West music video?
What do you think?
No?
No!
No? All right, get out of this right now.
I'm not joking when I tell you that I don't watch anything.
The rest is the worst. The rest is the worst. Type in...
we got 3 minutes left,
I don't give a shit. Type in I love that, I think is what it's called. I love it. No, I love it. I love it. Kanye.
Are there people in big clothes?
That one right there, man. This was meme so hard. How'd you miss this? This is the worst song ever.
I kind of remember that thumbnail from Reddit. I kind of remember this from Reddit.
You're such a fucking...
Yeah, I remember this screenshot from Reddit. I didn't realize this was a real thing.
This is a real thing. Dude, Kanye's lyrics are literally, I like to fuck, yeah, I like to fuck. Yeah, I like to fuck, yeah, I like to fuck. It's horrible.
Is this guy's name Little Pump?
Yeah. Just a little one. Just a little one.
Show's over.
You know, when you're in prison to avoid being, you know, raped, just a little one. Just a little one.
Little Pump? Guys, I gotta tell you.
Guys, we're old,
all of you people who watch my stream and this show, thank you. Because
Shit, clearly, man.
I'm not relevant in any way, shape, or form. And they still apparently think I'm funny or something, so...
I can't believe you haven't seen this. That's funny. Yeah, YouTube Rewind's terrible. What's the Home Alone bit? Is that a commercial?
We got 2 minutes.
Is it a commercial?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen
it. I'm kind of mad about playing it because...
What's the Little John? I haven't heard from Little John in forever. Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang,
Let's
Gucci
just play
gang.
It, man. Who cares?
Gucci Gang, Gucci
okay,
Gang.
Okay, less Surgeon Simulator tonight, I'm sorry. All right? I'm really mad that we're going to watch this because we're doing
this ad. This is number two this on is, trending?
This is an ad for Google Home.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's a straight ad.
Right.
And I hate that we're playing it because now we're just playing an ad. But it's Macaulay Culkin doing Home Alone, and I kind of want to watch it.
All right.
But I'm not happy about it.
Mom? Dad? Hey, Google, what's on my calendar today?
You have one event called House to Yourself.
I thought,
I thought that said hang yourself. I am not kidding. I thought it said hang yourself.
Oh, shit.
And I was really taken aback for a second.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Google, add aftershave to my shopping list. Hey, Google, remind me to clean these sheets later.
Okay, I'll remind you.
Too bad AC.
Someone's at the front door.
What do I owe you?
Looks like you paid online.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
He's got to starving for some money, right?
Oh, gotta be. He's got that Chris Hemsworth body, though, where it kind of turns into an inverted triangle.
Hey, Google, begin Operation Kevin.
Operation Kevin underway.
Better get out of here before somebody sees us.
So they didn't pay them, huh?
Make Google do it.
Yeah, you have a Google Home. Are you going to go home and take it and throw it in the trash? Or? Hey, Google, add hang myself to the list for tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
I kind of want to stop Earth and get off. I saw too much tonight that I didn't realize was a thing. I should have been taking it easy.
Dude, the internet's so much worse than you know. So much worse. What's the Lil Jon thing, man? Lil Jon's classic.
I imagine it's going to be horrible. Everything we've played tonight has been cringe. Every single thing.
Featuring Kool-Aid Man?
This is Lil Jon doing a Christmas song with the Kool-Aid Man. That's what this is.
Oh, this has got to be awesome.
I mean, Lil Jon loves Kool-Aid, dude, right?
This is amazing.
I love Kool-Aid. If he busts through the wall,
no,
dude.
No.
Oh, yeah! It's that time of year again! Kool-Aid Man, you ready for Christmas? Oh, yeah!
Yeah! All I really want, really want for Christmas. All I really want.
This is what we needed, man! This saves the night! This is the best thing of 2018.
They should have just put this up as a YouTube rewind.
Dude,
it's just it.
This is just a commercial for Kool-Aid, man.
It's gonna be. We're playing this for the outro every year. I mean, every like. This is the best thing I've ever seen.
Oh,
the thing I really want is still my whole list.
This is the best thing I've ever seen. Police Navidad, motherfucker!
Oh my god, dude! Oh. It probably could be a minute shorter.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah.
Yeah, see? It should stop before
that
the ad.
It
should stop before the ad.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, they're like, Lil Jon, here's a bag of money to sing a Christmas song. Can't say the F word. It's about Kool-Aid. Have at it, bro.
Everything on my list, motherfucker.
That is not how it was. That took me by surprise. I did not expect him to say the only thing I want for Christmas is my whole list. And it's the whole freaking list. And then he's dancing with the Kool-Aid guy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a good way to end. That saved everything.
You know what? Maybe,
that saved everything.
Maybe the internet
man.
Isn't that bad, dude.
It's not all bad,
it's
no.
It's not all bad.
It's not all bad.
That was pretty...
It's not all good.
Can we watch it again?
But it's not all bad.
Can we watch a little bit of it again? I just feel like it's...
I just want everything on my list
just
again,
just up to the hook, right? Dude, look at her.
Remember when he was in Scary Movie and he would drive by his lowrider and someone would throw a wrench at him or whatever? That was a Scary Movie scene, right? Right?
No,
remember that?
No, no.
Oh, yeah!
It's that time of year again! Kool-Aid Man, you ready for Christmas?
Like, he's doing a hip-hop beat, Jingle Bells, in the background of this. Like, I think he made this song.
He might have.
Like, I think he literally produced this song.
Oh, he definitely did.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah! This is amazing. How is this not played on every radio station every year? I don't know. I missed it right there. I didn't get it until he threw the list. Oh, my God, dude. Here we go. Old school vinyl records, turntables, DJ headphones, bling, diamond grill, huge flat screen TV, fly rims, train set.
What a one to end on,
oh
man.
Oh my God, dude, what a legend.
Jesus Christ. Oh man.
Whew. The Nutcracker had gold teeth?
Hey, I got the last place to call New York. This is our road, bitches.
I do remember that, actually. Wow.
I think I'm a huge Lil Jon fan. I mean, what has he done that's ever been bad?
I don't know.
Everything he's done has been great. Literally, every song he's ever made, dude.
Ever, yeah. I can't think of anything.
He literally made the word yeah incredible.
Yeah!
Yes.
Okay!
That's the hardest I've laughed in a long time. I've been on a roller coaster tonight from losing faith in humanity to quickly gaining it all back.
Man, I'm telling you, there could have been no better video to end on than that.
That was so good.
That was so perfect.
I was going to play my stupid Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross and troll us all the way out. Not even doing it tonight.
You should play that and let's start singing off, man.
Oh, we'll do that on Sunday. The Lil Jon.
Oh, Jesus.
Sunday show. Let's just play. I'll just edit that to get rid of the Kool-Aid part. And let's just play that for 2 hours. Instead of us being here.
Sounds good.
What if we just... How about we film a 5-minute loop of us dancing? And we put us in the video. And then we just play it out on a loop for 2 hours.
Yeah, it was
how many subs you think we'd get?
It's got to be a lot of terrible work for me to do in 2 days, so no.
You got time.
No, I don't.
It doesn't have to be good.
No, I don't.
Song's going to do most of the work.
No, I'm good.
All right, guys, that's it. Thank you for hanging out.
Thanks, y'all.
If you're listening on the MP3 thing or bobber, then thanks. Come to twitch.tv/SaidTheColby. Watch the show. Or follow the show, all right? We're really close to 200 followers. We might have hit it tonight, actually. We might have hit it. We do. We hit 200 tonight during the show.
Whoa,
we
baby!
We hit it tonight during the
show.
Yeah!
No one can unfollow.
That's right.
Or else it will go away.
Yeah, that's right. So, thank you all for being here. We appreciate it. We're not going anywhere if you're watching live on Twitch. We're going to take a 5-minute break or so. Colby's going to play Surgeon Simulator for the next couple hours. How much are you looking forward to that?
I'm sitting up.
Should we queue up the Lil Jon so, like, if you start feeling bad, we can watch him dance with Kool-Aid, man?
Not a bad idea.
And so we're going to do that. If you're listening later, thank you for being here. We appreciate it. We're back on Sunday. New episode then, 3 p.m. Eastern time, whatever time it is in Europe, 9 p.m.
What I really want for Christmas
is your whole list.
Is this show.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it.
All right, so we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys then. Like I said, if you're on Twitch,
be right back.
Don't go anywhere. Otherwise, we'll see you on Sunday.
Bye, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all.
Oh, yeah.